Hallelujah.
Yongera katonda engaleza manyi.
Add God the mighty hand club.
Oyo katonda muyiza we bintu byonna.
The Lord God Almighty.
Oyo atukunganyiza mbuyinza bwe.
Gather us in his mind.
Atuloze zanga tusobola fuka ensonga.
As we can become something.
Wakati mu nsi.
In the midst of the world.
Atusobola okubera solution eri obulamu bwaffe.
Can be solution to our lives.
Eri ebizibu by'obulamu bwaffe.
To problems of our lives.
Ate ntukwata okuba solution.
And remove the solution.
Eri emitawana gy'ensi.
Undo troubles of the world.
Mitawana gy'abantu wakati mu nsi.
Troubles of people in the midst of the world.
Tukudize ekitiibwa n'ettendo.
Give you glory and honor.
Yinza w'ebintu byonna.
Almighty God. God the Father
is
above all the heaven, and
you
rule heaven and earth.
Job
28:23 up to 24.
That
he bends above all the heavens,
he
sees all heaven and earth. Ephesians 4:6, that one God, Father of all,
who
is above all, who works in all, and he passed through all, right here with us in our days to uphold us.
This is one
of our Lord Jesus. You add him one club. Tell him the word of God.
Wow.
God in the words. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Son of the living God.
We
give you honor. When you rule heaven and earth.
Blessing
in the third heaven.
As
2 Corinthians 12. Verses 1 up to 4.
Matthew 28:18-20.
You rule heaven and earth. If you're together with us up to the end, we thank you.
When
you're together with us, oh our Lord Jesus, thank you that leaving us orphans in these last days. The church is yearning. The world shed tears.
Are
with us, O Lord,
to the
great redemption. Thank you for your great power promise spoken in John 14
to 26.
Send us a comforter who is ever present in sorrow.
Be
with us all days. Spirit of truth.
Add
him the hand
clap.
That we thank him. Telling him that Acts chapter 2, the verse 1 up to 4, came down in tongues of fire. Up to now, we are
with
the children of God, as we are today, as we are in Uganda, as in Africa, as we are in the entire world.
As
Romans chapter 8, the verse 14,
those
by the Spirit of God, those are the children of God. Thank him, the Spirit of truth. Be renewed again. Psalms 104:30.
He
sent the Spirit that created.
He
sent renewing his gifts. And he sent him to us today. Not send him alone. Hebrews chapter 1:13. Verse 14 he
said.
Angels are spirit
sent.
They go to minister of God. Inherit salvation.
The
angels move to come down every time. The more we prepare ourselves. The more we prepare for revival,
the
restoration of all things, they come down every time.
The one who
asks to fulfill the word of God, Psalms 104, 1:3-20, angels, the mighty ones, fulfill his commandments,
hearken
to the voice of the word. God commanded revival, commanded restoration of all things, angels move on, come down.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Kama tukudiza matendo.
God will give you
promise. Ewali ayinza kunyoma lunaku lwa bitono.
Ayinza
kunyoma lunaku lwa bitono mukama.
Kubanga
mu Zakariya nyao gambye. Ani anyoma lunaku
lwa bitono.
Etuyinza kunyoma mukama.
Cannot despise Lord.
Tukudiza matendo
webali. Thank you.
Webali sebo kitafu.
Thank you, Father.
Webali kulwa fe.
Thank you for saying.
Otukunganyiza ayi mukama.
Waliwona
abalala bangi.
Many
others. You prepare an entire world for the same work. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, all you angels of the Lord. You
send
all creations. The stars and the moon. Animals in the
birds.
All the rest. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. All things work together for the good. Those who love God. Thank you, Lord.
Light
animals in a revival. Insects in a revival. Commanded birds. Commanded the fish. Commanded all creation entering this world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You're powerful. No matter what,
and
it's those you commanded.
Revival,
restoration, all things be done. May God bless you. You can sit down on your chair.
You
can move on with the head in your heart.
Whatever situation, the time appointed from God for revival and restoration is.
Akasera kala giba mukama akoku dizwo buja no kuzo buja ke kano. Yes.
Mutoku gambye kutya.
The Herena said what?
Embera yonna cheri.
Whatever situation.
Ekisere kyalagirwa Katonda okola revival and restoration ye bintu yonna.
The time appointed by God to do revival and restoration is this. Yes.
Amen.
Whatever situation it is.
Whatever
situation.
Whatever
situation.
The time appointed by God to do revival and restoration is this. Yes. Whether what situation.
The
time appointed by God to do revival. Restoration of all this is this.
No matter
what situation it will be. According to the signs below. The situation of the church. Is very bad. And the situation in the world, it causes tears. But no matter what situation, time appointed by God to do revival and restoration of all things, it is this one. Yes. Go back in the covenant of godly marriage. Let's first get strengthened. Tighten the nuts well.
Yes,
yes, praise Jesus much. Whatever situation,
the
time appointed by God to revive and restore things is this.
No,
whatever situation, praise Jesus much.
As
the situation, the state of the church is very bad. The body of Christ, the holy ones of God, and
there are
different problems. And the evil has struck them much. And the shame of salvation is much. Again, the entire world, and it's in tears of different troubles. No matter what situation, whether two individual passing through what, you know like this. Times appointed by God to revival and restoration is this.
Cannot
change them no matter what situation. They are not going to change. When they came. God take back these two seasons and wait. They no more can bounce back. Have you understood me well? Yes. Whatever situation. Time appointed by God to do revival and restoration of all things, it's this. Whether church is in which state, it is the body of Christ,
they
are the holy ones of God, it is salvation, and it has its corner no matter how it is. Whether Satan has put there many false prophets, false apostles, false pastors,
in
other ministers who claim being the name of serving God, whatever the situation is,
the
time of revival and restoration is this. The second I have told you, the world as it's in tears for problems and many troubles, whatever the situation is, time appointed for revival is this. The third, whether there is a direction where it comes, whether it has not a direction, whether it has not signed that you see, it moved.
For
the time appointed came. Whether you don't have a direction, you see, that I don't see where it come from. Whatever it is, time appointed came.
And
this time we are waited for right from apostles.
They
no more rebounce back. Whether you pass the situation,
this
was commanded, you have to get strengthened. You get courageous.
Though
we want to meander around. Now we have to put things on the scales. Those of the work of revival, the restoration of all things, of our works within the world.
The
other work has come, we have to do it. Yes.
Now
we have to reach on the weight scale
and
we prove we balance of work of revival and restoration of all things, even our works within the world. For if we fail on that, the world is going to increase in more problems, even the church. Poverty, failure, sickness, troubles,
until
we thought of the seasons and the due, and we put on the scales to serving God,
even
our works of the world. You know, Acts chapter
3,
in the verse
19,
the season we are waited for, when they reach, you cannot bounce them back. Let's read, we see.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuli yokusatu n'olunyiri olw'19.
Acts chapter 3 verse 19.
Kale mwenenye mukyuke ebibi byammwe bisangulibwe ebiro eby'okuwummuzibwa mu maaso ga Mukama bituuke.
Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Yes, it's no time to be resting, time of refreshing. Yes,
that
they came from the Lord, they were waited for. When they reached,
I've
got a way we can change them. But what help us is one now. How do we balance our work of the world and this work of God? Campaign and doing revival and restoration of all things. Because if we fail, put them on the scales, head on to a toughest moment. Poverty, the greatest ever in the world. Famine, failure, sickness, wars, different troubles are to squeeze us in the midst of the world to prove us that these seasons are there. He cannot send seasons he has not attached on other signs. I want you to understand that verse very well, you child of God. That whatever the situation is, the time appointed by God to do revival, restoration of all things, it is this. Even though church is in which state, whether the world pass through which situation, whether you are an individual, you pass in what, this time is not bouncing back. For in Daniel he says, they will try to change the times.
Both
they will play with the seasons to make them to appear not to be of revival. It is hard. God has touched on forces behind. Have to prove the world that these are the seasons. Even church to prove that these are the seasons.
Left
church to false apostles and prophets. And they committed evils on it.
And they
said we need revival and restoration. The world has repressed much.
Millions
of many troubles. Yet they are still increasing. They will say, Lord, we need revival. Time came, we need to join the work. You as an individual have to reach understand that what you need now is to put things on the scale balanced very well. The works of your hands and the works serving God in revival.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because here,
though
we shall move to strive more as church,
and
we strive more as the world, that we stop poverty, famine, sickness, and travelers of the world. Not yet thought this work to be anything, are going to be pressed more. Let's read in Daniel, we see.
Daniel esule yo musanvo nolu nyiriri olabiri mwetano.
Daniel chapter 7 verse 25.
Era aliyo gere ebigambe bibi eriyo yali waggulu ennyo. Era aliteganya abatukuvu bo yali waggulu ennyo. Era alirowooza okuwanyisa ebiseera n'amateeka. Era biriweebwayo mukono gwe okutuusa ekiseera n'ebiseera n'ekitundu ky'ekiseera lwe biriggwaawo.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall weary out the holy ones of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hands until the time and times and the dividing of time. Yes. The evil king,
Satan,
and his demons, which are led by Jezebel,
right now,
chief fallen angel, who is in the work, the senior false prophets, who are sat in their chair. Yes. You know they have elected him. Yes. He called himself God. Everything he does is the authority and power. They think changing times of everything, they'll be able to change the times of revival and restoration. It's not going to change. That is not going to change. Right down today, it's the date of what? 11th. Today is 11th. The month of October. The year 2022. Time of revival is not bouncing back.
Revival
is restoration time. We are commanded by God.
And
when God commands, no one refuses. When he opens, no one shouts. When he shouts, no one opens.
He's
going to quiz us more as the world.
Until
we have understood these are the seasons that cannot change.
Now
we of full knowledge, given to spearhead this work, what are we to do? For we shall want to dodge this work. The way is this. But we shall want to try to play around it. But Lord, money has delayed to move this work. That does not change that seasons came. I have to remain standing. What about you?
I've
balanced things well on the scales. Lest I lose focus. You know, these seasons, they have ever reached in the era of Prophet Haggai. And they reached, they say, perhaps this is not the season. The more they spoke, this is not the season. Even troubles came more. The poverty. Now why speak that? For when the seasons come,
it
is a situation challenge what you do. They want you to give up on it, they beat you more. But
the
season, we should not speak of them like this. Yes. Let's read
Haggai
chapter 1.
Kagai esule soka nolu nyiriri oluo kubiri.
Haggai chapter 1 verse 2.
Nti wati wa yogeda mukama weje, nti abantu bano, bogera nti kakano siche chiseira fe. Okuja. Ekisere ekyokuzimbira mu nyumba ya Mukama.
Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, these people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Yes.
Abantu bo bali bagamba nedda.
People were saying, no, perhaps the time is not due. It's very hard. The time had come
that
to build the house of God.
It's
church would be revived.
It had
to be restored. Just as today,
the
world needs restoration, revival, restoration, and all things, even you are an individual. But you said the time is not this one. According to things I'm passing through and the situation we are in. These people, there are these people.
Are you there?
Jemuli.
God,
the situation we have been pressed. How can God reach season of revival and restoration? And it does not lose money to come. It is not yet come. Let's keep waiting. Let's go back to our work. Let's abandon this one. But I advise you, it's time to balance the work we do in the world,
even
the work of ministry, without stopping.
Amen.
Yes. What have you said? The time is not yet come. But because
there are
questions you're passing through, what are you saying? Let's repeat this verse.
Kagai esure soka noru nyiriri oruo kubiri.
Haggai chapter 1 verse 2.
Nti wati wa yogera mukama weje. Nti abantu banobo gira nti kakano siche echiseira fo kuja. Echiseira echoku zimbira mwenye nyumba ya mukama.
Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, these people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Yes. The people say, the Lord is the one who gave this report about the people. Yes. Still is the one saying the same report. That among us, there are this kind of people. And they say, perhaps this is not the time of revival and restoration of all things. In the season of rebuilding the house of the Lord, the church, the holy ones of God, the body of Christ, and to restore all things. People say this is not the time. Let's come, do. Is it time for us to come? This is the time. What we are to do is one. Whatever situation big it is that. How are we to balance these things? The works of our hands. Those of the world.
And revival and restoration.
In the work of campaign. Do and revival and restoration of all things.
How
are we to balance, for we cannot reject the seasons? We cannot.
Era tusobola yimirizamu
ko. Cannot stop.
Kikisoboka
tuyimirizamu
tutya.
How dare we stop it?
Tuina kuyiga ku balancing.
Have to learn to balance.
Wewao.
Wewao.
Abange je muri
eyo. Are you there?
Tugenda kuyiga kola ki?
We're going to learn to balance.
Kubane wetu naaga tufube.
Though we shall want to try.
That
we solve problems upon our lives. We may not handle the entire church in its problems. The world is going to increase in problems. There are times when it comes.
When
something you see, you tell your
target,
you are dealing on. Praise
Amen.
Jesus, man. And you're dealing on it. You don't take yourself from your personal problems alone.
I've
proved that problems of others are taken away. You know, it is so bad to think
that
you have treated your corona when your neighbor is sick of the same. Preventive measures are not there. Many times that's why they say, that's why we treat all people.
We
be saved the problem. Praise Jesus much. The time appointed came. Lady gentlemen. The time came. You first tap, you never tell them. The time appointed came. And him God the Father says,
you must
stop, say that his time has not come. The more you will speak that, you are going to see problems. Though you go to your work, you will do the work, you not get anything. Now to balance.
Prove
the time came.
Attentive, side is
attentive both sides. The works in the world. The work of campaign and do revival and restoration.
Don't do it to
suffer much till its problems have reached our neck.
Revival.
That when things are faulty. Yes.
Things
even their foundations are wasted. Things they press and squeeze people in there. Problems have to be many. Praise Jesus much. In the next verse he says, Haggai chapter 1 verse 4.
Ntichechisera mwebe njini okubera mnyomba za mwe ezibikiduako.
Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this house lie in ruins? Now a time is this. We go into our own things here. And this work is abandoned. Yes.
Of course
we go do our work. We drink it. Shall we be peaceful?
Or
put them on the scales? What should we do, brethren? Praise Jesus much.
It's
not time to build the house of God, the church of Christ, the body of Christ, these holy ones.
But
that are done upon revival and restoration, even the entire world.
You think that
seasons we cast off this work,
which time
to pull on things in all scale and balance them.
Kubanga,
because if we shall move to be on one side of the works of our hands, don't put emphasis on this work, we are going to increase poverty in the world. You know how things are to be?
It's be like this.
Verse 5.
Kagai esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Kagai chapter 1 verse 5.
Kale nno bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama w'eggye nti mulowooza amakubo gammwe.
Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
Olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Verse 6.
Mwasiga bingi ne mukungula bitono.
Mpola mpola.
You have sown much and bringing in little.
Kakati.
Now,
reach a
point if you trust much. Let's do our work in the world. You can sow and strike it with hailstones in barley. All the food is destroyed. They say you know what, my work, you go to only yours. The problem time came. After time comes and it refused, you increase problems more.
They
did like this when the time came. They said, it's not time to come, we be here, build the house of God. We are so busy. And they went in the field and they sold there. Yes. When they went there, it to never argued with them. Let us repeat.
Kagai, esure soka, noru nyiriri oruwa mukaga.
Hagai, chapter 1, verse 6.
Mwasi gabinji, nemukungula bitono.
You have sowed much and bring in little.
Oh, yoro siga.
You can sow.
Usubana usimbula anoga kangene tandike business.
Let me go begin a business.
Eka million ichikumi.
Injecting 100 million.
Mama,
in 1 week, and you have 10 million. When time has come, you have to have wisdom on the works of God.
You
cannot refuse to go into digging, but if you
move on,
it doesn't stop works of your hands.
But
if you are sidelined on one side, you can face a problem. This world, these days, you hear it. Poverty is much. Yes. Famine. Rising levels. Yes. Sicknesses. Many problems. Church is getting shamed every day. But they have not yet realized seasons.
Let's
squeeze them more and more. We awful knowledge. We don't wait for that.
Have
to put in the scales, we balance things.
Amen.
Yes. On the scales to balance them. But of this work, we cannot say it's not the season to come do this work. This issue of money you speak of, money is not the work. The work is there moving on. If
it,
can you go by petrol?
If by
petrol you don't have a car, they wonder, I'm going to drive a car. What? Don't you see I bought petrol? I'm going to drive a car. And you've never bought a car. You don't have a car. Why buy petrol? You're going to buy, drive a car.
A
wise person first buys a car and is sure the car is there. Yes.
And
the good thing, the work is before us. Money is just fuel. And the level of ministry. Already they have fuel to move this car. Yes. We have fuel. Yes. But what will be, there is one. You go and abandon this work. Not refuse people to go work.
But
we told you balance. And where it reached, much time we have to give the recite. Because some of you speak false about us out there. That some of you refuse to work. What did we refuse to work?
Some people they are
failed to get work and pretend to keep pig around here.
As you look,
see, but the work of God be a monk.
For
though we shall run,
those who
insist when money will come. The time, if money is not come, the season is not due. You speak of fuel.
Already
the car is there. Fuel to move it for some time is within it.
Or you
want to drive it at speed. Target, you have many tankers you get fuel from. Yet you've not learnt it even very well. Now it is this, brethren. Time put things much on the scales.
No,
whatever situation it is, time appointed by God to do revival and restoration of all things, it is this.
As
promised in Acts chapter 3, we've read above, the verse 19, time came. If we fail, you my brethren, don't you see, you don't have people who are sick? In the little you earn, you will earn much, and people in your house will get sick, you will not remain with any money. This is on the entire world.
You
have to be a good watchman. And you help your brethren.
You
the watch tower you are, you can understand things move on in the world.
This
watch tower of full knowledge shows you many things. Even updates you things concern the entire world.
You,
as one to hell, must have a great sight. You will be a blind lead the fellow blind. You push them in the ditch together with you. How do you dare ignore the worldwide call? The final work on this planet Earth.
The
revival and restoration of all things. In your sight is small. How do you spearhead then?
Katurabi.
Kagai isule soka nolunyiriri olomukaga.
Hagai chapter 1 verse 6.
Muria neyete mukuta.
You eat but you have not enough. Now where trouble comes, you can work, you buy much food. I'm sure you will not get satisfied, it will not be enough. This
full
knowledge living is another thing.
You
will cook food there.
Murie,
you eat, it's very small. You get satisfied, you feel peace.
Oh,
you are in jokes here. Not yet seen. You
person
wake up, open your eyes, get out of those jokes.
You think
to eat much here, but you not have enough and get satisfied. What we cook here? People complain and they say, where we get some special food, but
that's
one of the Lord cooks. The
good
things we buy from shops which are near us in the city Kampala, Wakiso.
Wanji?
Are we there? The little we cook here.
Huh.
You run from here, you cook it at your home, you'll see it's not enough. Some of you, when we give you this money, we used to cook food here every day. We
tend
to go cook that in your home, 10 people. It will not be enough.
At
most, we consume 150,000 daily. Do you know how many people are here? Like 250.
Yes, kuria lunch.
Eating lunch. At least 100. You are still on that, you've not yet known that God has not reached the time.
Yeah.
Hey. We are there. God has put you in houses of prophets and apostles. You don't get sick there. The world is in sickness. Money is taken as if they work much, but troubles are money. Troubles. Praise Jesus much. I want us to learn this. When the time has come, whatever the situation is, have
to
remain on the work of the commander who is God. But him one thing, teach us to balance the works of our hands in the world
and
the works of our hands to serve him. Because when we think of sidelining ourselves, what can follow? Time had reached the era of Prophet Haggai. And they say time is not come. We come that we
have
built the house of God. And so the time of being in the gardens is that. Because there, you hear me well. Now we go dig in the gardens. We have to put things on the scale.
For
the work to do in this time, God gave us these days very well. We work and we come on the work again.
Those
work in the morning, in the evening.
You
have to balance. God to put a service in the evening, he was targeting something.
Amen.
They
are there up to Sunday. On Sunday, not being in the work of the world, you wash your clothing home. Yes. And you order your home, you chat with the children.
I
have to learn and see what God prepares for you. But if you speak of seasons,
he
will do two things to prove that the time comes. These days,
yes,
they used to hearken much to the voice. We have some of our brethren. They come from districts far. But even some, we told them, you come from there, but they will keep paying you. These are commandments.
Sit
here, we prepare you like this. Now, each of you has to get clear commands
which
balance your life in this work. And reach your prayer partners and they balance you. I will be speaking with them. Prayer partners will see the deacons and the bishops. And
balance.
As now you failed on the balance. And
did
you speak of the sins of God? That time perhaps has not come. Time has not come. Ask your neighbor. The time indeed has it not come? Let's finish this verse.
Kagai esure soka norunyiriri oromukaga.
Haggai chapter 1 verse 6.
Munywa neite mukutabye munywa.
You drink, but you are not filled with drink.
Eh,
yes.
Utu kane mfumba ka
chai. You make your tea there.
Chai na taba
ma. And tea is not enough for you. And we cook our tea here.
Ntufuna obukopo bwaba China.
We get the cups of the Chinese small. You drink up to lunch time. You move as
dance.
You even dancing for the Lord.
Hey.
Yes. We cook tea for you. cup of tea. Yes. And you drink it. You make a practice of praise.
Worship.
Worship.
Band.
Bands.
No,
you get the dancings. Yes. Now that food, if you ate it out in the world, and you dare shake your waist like a little, you would have left when the tongue is pounding out like that. Be given enough food. I can eat a half kilo of portion now. They cook saucepans of tea in the morning.
Yet
they drink.
In like
1 hour, the tea is no more in there.
You
drink tea small. You even dance for Jesus. For like 2 hours. And you move away, you're still sober, you understand. And they take you to have lunch. It's prepared very well, but it's not so much.
Yeah,
there's an ingredient of the Lord in it. Others,
you
get sick, they swallow many doses of medicine. You just take Panadol. At times, prayer. You go healed. You're out there. Some
are
in families of prophets and apostles. Sickness cannot be controlled in many people. But who controls you? I want you to open the eyes. Time already came of revival and restoration of all things.
But
we have to be prepared, trained in a special way. People usually come here, they say, spend here like 50 years according to preparations. Yet, is it 50 years? Praise Jesus much. Now we have to do like this. Instead of murmuring in among ourselves, let's put the things on the scales. The work we cannot stop it. We shall bring problems upon ourselves. Even church in Uganda, entire world,
problems
keep increasing every day. He created, he told us, he's made us a solution. Those of solution want to increase problems in the world. You enjoy to hear that word. You enjoy to see how you fulfill it. Now we're going to see it. We see how we balance.
But
speak of time of work.
But
well, it's not due. That you have to speak it to those dead, perhaps. But among the living, those in flesh and blood, if you speak of that, perhaps you have problems. Don't you see the problems in the world? They need God. Even the dead one close bodies, those in hell we
heard.
When you speak that to them, see, why was that one born in our lineage? Don't want other people join us in pains of hell,
and they
want the work to stop that people fall in hell. Those of heaven speak of the seasons that we bounce them backwards. The only ones in the altar of God, Revelation 6:9-11, they say, let that one be condemned and judged. Check out of the world, they're troubling it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, brethren,
we need
things on the scales. And the women,
we're
going to prophet Deborah and you speak with each other. Yes. We
two
men are going to speak. We are not going to rest our weapons
when
the enemy is still standing. Are we together?
Wow.
Yes.
Then
when we come from those meetings, then we meet prayer partners. Or we meet with the deacons. And we see the way we shall look into those things.
Brethren,
don't they try within your hearts. Accept a word saying that the time of revival restoration has not come.
That's,
we pass through many things. Which ones? Let's read we here.
Kagai isure soka nolunyiriri olwomukaga.
Haggai chapter 1 verse 6.
Mwambala naiti wali abuguma.
You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kadona chagendo kula katira bako.
Now you see.
Eri munsi.
Out in the world.
Obunyogovu agenda buongeza.
Coldness is increasing it.
Bagena tukanga ne bambala.
They reach the though they clothe.
Kuli abuguma.
No one gets warm.
Baneba gulengo
yempitirivu nyo. But they buy their clothing.
The
reason they clothe, they don't look nice yet, they have many clothes.
They
are used to appear naked. God gives
more
few clothes.
It's
time to waste time washing many clothes. And yourself, you've not cleansed yourself. I don't say do not have clothes. But to have luggage of clothing trouble you to wash them.
Yourself
needs to bath a lot. Your bodies and your spirits to be cleansed with water through the words.
One
thing to understand them when the scales they are moving by Egypt to go to Canaan.
It
did not mean God cannot give them any type of food. When the land they were going to, everything was there. But he wanted them to learn to live by every word come from the mouth of God. You understand things. I don't want you hiding in this journey. I do not have any deal of evil that I can be up to.
I target
a deal which is very, very precious between us and God. There is a powerful deal. There is a deal. Very powerful. Much treasure of knowledge and riches of the world. Riches of redeeming spirits. Which cannot be exchanged by everything. Those redeem eat them, they are powerful. For they redeem something precious. Many two people contend for it. Satan and God. And God we are his ambassadors in the market. Which is striving for spirits. Satan was his ambassadors. But you marketeer. Yes. Yes, God has sent me. In the market of spirits. Satan too has messengers. They say they are ours, we take them. We buy them off with all evils. We buy them with all goodness of God. We are going in the market. Look to when the goodness you have a little of it.
Out
marketing of redeeming spirits, you will not be able to stand.
So
God first gathers you gathers things to buy with of righteousness, many of them.
Kagai, esule soka, noli nyiriri olomukaga.
Kagai, chapter 1, verse 6.
Noya afuna empera, afuna okujiteka munsawo eyawumuka umuka.
And he that earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. Yes.
Achiduka katinga nafuna omusala baba.
And salary.
Eno jagulete ebituli.
Where they bring the holes.
Munsawo bingi.
In the pockets the many. Sickness.
Kugamba emitawana jibagwako.
Trouble strike them.
Mumirimu.
If you ignore the work of God,
then
let's go try on ourselves, we by ourselves on our issues. We do not balance them on the scales. You can get much salary put in the pockets and there are holes within them. Holes are not these or trousers physical. As soon as you are about to get salary in 1 week, all the children get sick. And it can take and consume the entire salary. You wonder. Even you borrow. It's why they call holes. Now you, my brethren,
you
something you earn, you get strengthened. You have not yet gotten where you earn from. You need to look with carefulness. Think
how
you will balance these issues. For the world, this already reached on it. It first appeared in the church. The church in the entire world. And they gathered tithes and offerings, they never get satisfied. Yes. Some men have stolen for 40 years. 60. They gather offerings up to now.
Pass
the television station and radios. They don't help much per se. Still
money.
Now the world also faced this.
They
gather money, but money is nowhere to be seen. People work tirelessly. Problems take money away. The entire world fell on the problem. Then they increase fuel prices.
Increase
foodstuff prices increase. What is moving on? Yes. The time of revival did not come. Now people come out, make crusade one day
revival crusade.
Crusade ya revival. Doing what? One day. You do it in your home. You come out if you are revived. In one day. Then you know you change people in one day. I don't even the word they speak revival. They think of the meaning of it.
A one day revival crusade.
To do revival on what? Maybe to gather money of people and steal from them. Those who are on your own thing. What is
the
revival? Is not understood even revival.
Speak
all things you do them in one day. If anyone created half, in summary, there are seven. Reviving it, the entire of it in one day. Are you mad? Seven days the heavens and the earth, the fish to be created. God doing it. 7 days which are mystical. Every day meaneth 1,000 years in the mystery. revival of all the things. Him it, that he created. The 7 days, those mystical. To reveal the mystery. One day means 1,000 years. How many years are those now? 7,000. That you.
I didn't tell you that one day.
I didn't even know one day.
Half the crusade. Half the revival crusade.
Revival crusades. Some people have madness. Theirs is extreme, more than the others. Those they lead. For I told you, at times they have blind people who are crafty. He leads their colleagues, he says, the other is Mukwana Kate. We are on Jinja Road.
Yet he doesn't see, is
a rascal, a fraud. Think what he shows you
there.
Nothing, he too sees nothing. But
it's
a fraud he marked where he passed, always now he moves you around. He tells you, you know where we are now? We are on Uhuru restaurant.
You wait till
the plates of those serving forks.
And
the nose is funny things there.
He marked
the things on the way you may think he sees very well.
They are going
to put things on the scale.
To
avoid to think that this is not the time.
Revival
and restoration of all things.
You
go work, come back, cry tears. Amazing tears here. Working is not the problem. How have you gotten aligned that you work on both sides?
That
we can do our work in the world.
Even
those work of serving God. Of you here, you have your work here.
And
those who do not understand you well, some they don't know others work in which time and others when. Those who are always here, but they are working throughout. They work on their phone calls. Things changed. The world changed. We have a manager. The phone call comes. You have learned is for how much?
It's
awful knowledge. They are not the usual, you know. They are a bit different. Some people who see us, they wonder. So what are they up to? Praise Jesus much. Let's finish this verse.
Kagai, esule soka nolu nyiriri olomu samvu.
Kagai, chapter 1, verse 7.
Bwati wa yugera mukama weje, ntimulu uza makubo gamwe.
That thing is the Lord of hosts. Consider your ways.
Olinyo olomu nana.
Verse 8.
Mulinye kurusozi, mulete miti, muzimbe nyumba, nange ndijisa nyukira. Era ndigulumiziwa.
Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Yes.
See,
bring what is to be used.
See,
time is not what? Time to come on the work. We don't have any work. We are bouncing backwards. God has said,
ready
to take pleasure in the work we do.
Amen.
Kagai, chapter 1, verse 9. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. You've moved away on it.
Why did you even regret why you went?
Prove
you hear the voice of the Lord.
Other
voices of the villages and areas where you pass in their cities, do not hearken to them. We are people who have been separated. We cannot be like them.
Even
their troubles never end.
Ours
every time God wants to end them. Many people are born not minding the works of God. And they mind their own. But still, ask the end of all.
We
have to balance both. For the forefathers of those people, till they worked much, and they never sought to serve God, the end of them was not good.
We
have to learn balance them. We cannot even think much of what they say. No. There are people who know when it dawns. And it dawns, they do their work. We know what to make it night and cause it get to dawn.
It
does it for the 10 righteous who are down there on the earth.
When
time you depart from those righteous,
cause
all the rest would not even know see troubles in the world.
So
always hold your pillar where you start in upholding the earth. The world may not know it's you upholding it, and it cannot pay you now.
For
if it fails to give tithes and offerings
of
to Almighty, give them oxygen to breathe, cause rain to fall, the sun to shine, can they be appreciate you? You his servant, they don't appreciate him. He upholds the earth, he runs it. And leaves it keep moving. There are those trying on righteousness on the earth.
You
have to stand on your banner of the earth for the sake of the world. If you listen to the world, you will listen to your child
who
want to burn your house. You will do what?
Listen,
your child wants to burn the house for they feel it's nice to them. You think, how is that? Can you agree with your child that you burn the house because they enjoy and it's nice to them? And they can even cry, "Daddy, let us burn this house." What do you say, you? What is wrong with you? We sleep in this house. I feel I want us to burn it. You drive a child in the car. How do you see when we cause this car fall in the ditch? And
it
thinks this. But what will follow when you've crashed there?
This is
where you have to stand, madam.
Oh,
gentlemen. Don't burn the house because children say we burn it. Evangelist of us. Child, if you put money for food in the morning,
you
tell them we buy what in this money?
Sweets.
Even biscuits. They are very sweet.
You
say, what shall we eat at lunch? We shall eat that on lunch.
buy them in the morning. You reach that time to tell them that you
ate
biscuits at lunch, they will cry. Let us hear here.
Kagai, esure soka nolinyiriri olo muenda.
Haggai, chapter 1, verse 9.
Mwasu vila vinji, kare, laba, nibiba bitono. Erawe muabire iteka, nembifumula. Luachi, bwayogera mukama wejje. Ogwe nyumba yange, ebele rao, ngerekedua o. Namwe mudu kilabuli muntu eri nyumba ye.
And when you brought in home, I did blew it away. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is in ruins. Yes. You know what God does? He brings the flood to take them away.
Do
you know why? You left, abandoned my work. You left my house and you thought of what? There I don't wait that point. You go be on me, apostle. Prophets, pray for us prayers. Demons are beating us. May I know? You are busy, full, you sleep well. You just learn balance works of your hands.
You
spend works of serving God.
Spend
that allow you to sideline. All heaviness, you'll put it on me. You go
on
as God blows away. The little you get, you
expect
much, you bring little.
Bring
little, God blows away.
But
God to blow, you know what it takes.
You may
have gathered 100 million on the count.
They
said the intestine is sick in your, on you. The kidney. You know how much? All you've gathered. My God.
You
be careful in your journey with God. Yes. It is not like that of the world. Separate yourself, move with God. You are one who redeems many. One who redeems many, if you want to cause many perverse, at least they are taken away in the army.
Kagai esule soka nolu nyiriri ole kumi.
Haggai chapter 1 verse 10.
Kale kuruwa mwe egurucherivu derizi yizibwa okuleto omusulo. Netaka lizi yizibwa okubale vibala byalyo.
Therefore the heavens over you withholds the dew and the earth withholds her fruit.
Muso voloreta ebizibu kusibi
mutamani. You can bring problems on the world you do not know. When it rains, it strikes everything they planted.
Just these people.
I want you to count yourself here.
Full knowledge.
Full knowledge. You've not yet known yourself well.
But
you have a portion on this earth you uphold in your calling. And if your planting is not there,
no
one can plead with God on the evils moving on in the world. But you accept you reason with him for their sake. You accept you reason with him for their sake. Expect a work which is of praise, a miracle. Let's read verse 11. Haggai chapter 1 verse 11.
Nempita echando kujja ku nsi ne ku nsozi ne ku ngano ne ku mwenge ne ku mafuta ne ku ebyo ettaka bye libala ne ku bantu ne ku nsolo ne ku mirimu gyonna egy'engalo.
And I called for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains and upon the grain and upon the new wine and upon the oil and upon that which the ground brings forth and upon men and upon cattle and upon the labor of the hands. Yes. Fuel these days. Yes. What's on us is not easy.
Ingano.
Wheat.
Umanye, tuwari wano, tuwari
mwakachi. You know we were here. Which year was that? He told us that the food, the most consuming in the world.
Biri ya biri.
Biri ya biri.
2020. Get problem and reduce in the world. Where it's reached. The good thing God updates us before they even happen.
31st January.
2020. You check for that message. God loves us.
That's
where his friends have to look away.
Very
is not hard. Women are to see with Prophet Deborah, the men, the apostle we speak. On that day we shall speak of. Yes. Now, things to cause time bounce backwards. It's impossible. There you are reasoning with bones of the dead, I tell you. Nothing they will answer you. Except only the smell.
Now,
works of our hands, we don't want to put problems on them. Have to learn balance these things. Understand the entire system, how it moves. Lest problems strike here which we don't understand. Each is crying the one up and down. We are in peace. So there are things you call they press you a little.
But
those are of our training.
So we know questions.
So we have to sort ourselves when it's still time. Him, the Lord God is with us. He's with us. Let's read verse 14.
Kagai esura esoka nalunyiriri ole 13.
Haggai chapter 1 verse 13.
Au Kagai omubaka wa mukama nagamba abantu nga ima omubaka wa mukama anti zendi wa munamwe bwayogera mukama.
Then spoke Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. Yes. Him the Lord is with us. He's there. One thing we don't be strengthened. We don't need to retard in any words. We do not need. But, question he asked in the verse chapter 2, the verse 3, and he says this.
Kagai esure yokubiri lolu nyiriri oloksatu.
Haggai chapter 2, verse 3.
Ntiania sigadewo mumwe eyalabe nyumbeno mchiti wacha ye chasoka. Era mujireva mutiaka akano. Temujireva angateri mukabu untu mumasogamwe.
Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yes.
Kanisa,
the church.
Ever
been in our olden years. They know its glory. Today when you look to glory of the church. Mostly the church of salvation. It is ceased to be. It means those to bring it back. They have many things to do. We still need to commit ourselves much. We still need to be people being changed much. To change the others. Let's read verse 4.
Kagai esure yokubiri nolunyiriri olwokuna.
Haggai chapter 2, the verse 4.
Era na yeka akano, bera na amanyi, ayi Zerubabeli. Bwayogera mukama, era bera na amanyi, ayi Yosua, mutabani wa Yekoya. Mutabani wa Yekozadaki, kabona singo bukuru. Erebeera n'amaanyi, mbwemwe n'abantu ab'omunsi, bwayogera mukama, nti mukole omulimu, kubanga nze ndi wamu nammwe, bwayogera mukama w'eggye.
Yet now, be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes. You have to be strong.
Tube na amanyi.
We be strong.
Abantu fenna abomunsi.
All we people of the land.
Bayogera mukama.
He is the Lord.
Tukore.
We walk.
Kubanga mukama wejjali wa munafu.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
Anayo mulimde tuguza.
Brother, we don't pass this work behind.
Mude mu amanyi.
You will be strengthened.
Each
department God has put you. Run as we've never ran. Whatever the situation is, get strengthened on the work. We do not return.
Well,
time is no more there. Time already came.
It
has not prepared enough. Brethren, the work is much. And if we dare move from here, I don't know whether we shall be able to see each other, two, three seat people and the chat as it is in now. One without your vision,
without
vision of the entire world we have here, when you listen to them, you are on a problem. To prepare for a vision which will appear good or bad. Unto many, they ask, why prepare? Yes. That happened in the era of Prophet Noah. Showed him of what was coming. The floods.
Say,
go prepare the ark.
Also,
so you prepare the one that. What are you mad? What are you doing? I'm preparing. Floods are coming on the world. They are right coming. They're about to reach. Let's prepare. And the terrifying thing, not even animals are coming. God is telling you, prepare a big like a village. People are beheaded. Who will enter in this big ark? I preach them right and say they don't want it. Now who are going to be in this big
ark?
And God knows it. Humans will refuse. Me, I have my other. Noah was the all kind of animals. They are entering.
You are preparing
them
for
rich
and it's in vision.
Oh, take care, okwole sibo kutalabika. But have you prepared for it? Neighbors, they rarely understand what you're on. What we're going to see tomorrow. After seeing it, we go in our meetings on Thursday and Friday. Women will be in there. We shall sit right here in the evening. We don't speak on the microphones. It will be our inner circle talk. Many if we shall fit in there, we shall sit. Women right here. But when you prepare for a vision, which bring good or evils, when you prepare, most people say you are mad. If you want to put the heart much on what they say, may end when you have not prepared it. Yes. Let's read this verse. In Hebrews
11,
verse
7.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7.
Olwokukkiriza nti olwokukkiriza Noa bwe yalabulwa Katonda mu bigambo ebyali bitannalabika n'atya bulungi n'asiba eryato olw'okulokola ennyumba ye kye yava asalira ensi omusango n'afuuka omusika w'obutuukirivu obuli mu kukkiriza.
By faith Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet moved by fear prepared an ark to the saving of his house by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Yes. That one you see.
Katonda yamuwoninga.
God warned him.
Kuchari chigendo.
But what was coming? It's not seen. Sure.
Nga ino kutegeke eri
ato. He had prepared the ark.
Ero lwachi mugamba ye yatyange chatuse.
He saw as if it has come.
Bana chituse.
It has come.
Nakola mukutya katonda nagaba na.
Fear of God he said.
Agenda tusanyao. Bana chicho
chatuse. It has come. Come.
And
he held his hands, the rain. They cut timber. And they
have
spent many years. It's not raining there. Now Noah is prepared. But they warned on him on something which had not yet happened. We. Today, let me tell you. It's us knowing what is moving on.
We were
warned already. Goodness of revival restoration. The evils to come out if the world does not
humble.
Prepare on that they have not yet seen. Tomorrow you come, we share on that word. When you prepare for the vision, which is not yet manifest. Don't look to neighbors what they say. For it's you to save them. If they begin to consider, look at them.
Well,
the words of many, you find problems. Imagine Noah. They have warned him.
So
it happens. Has to prepare. Prepares for what's not yet seen and happened. Yes. It has to be preparation. You know challenges you can meet there. You prepare for things not yet happened.
If you
find us with stations of televisions, what are you doing? We started television. Rehearsal. We're going to meet this on television. Where is it? You will be there. We even have workers of radio. That's what you're on to there. What are you doing? Are you mad? Now, my brethren,
we
were prepared by God in the great things. And we can prepare well for things we've not seen. And we prepare very well for them. As you find we are busy, we speak as news reporters. Now today,
I'm going to preach
on you the good news, basing in the book of Revelation. The Lord says, in Revelation this, those who corrupt the world, he will destroy them. See, they have destroyed the area of
Bududa.
These things we seem mad, but we understand so much. Doctor, you may find him rare frogs. Yes.
See,
doctors have stopped. Why rare frogs? Medicine of your malaria from them. You find it on markets.
You
find him with the frogs,
ounces
and insects rares.
That is
put on glass, looks whether they ate.
Never die. But
I'm prepared for a vision which is not yet manifest. You prepare for it as if it is there. That is what of what is troubling you here. Prepare for a vision you have not yet seen well. Prepare us. We are dancing. This is for praise. This is for birds. This is for fish.
Gagenda ku TV.
They're going on a television. Where is it?
Mukama kuwa mukisatu na baganije.
Bless you, we meet tomorrow.